Yuma Perak Alf Mishnah Vav. The Kohen Gadol had to be up all night because we were choshesh that he may have carry, so they made sure that he would stay up. Mishnah starts, Im Haya Chacham Darish. If he was a Chacham, a Talmud Chacham, and he knew how to darshan in Dvar Halacha, he would darshan all night, the whole night of Yom Kippur, so he shouldn't fall asleep. Vim Lav, if he's not somebody that can darshan, however, he can understand and listen, Talmidicham darshan lefanav. So they would darshan in front of him. Vim Ragol Likrois, Kairei. And if he's accustomed to reading, back then they did not have Svarim like we have with the Nekudos. They would read from Megillus, like our Sifrei Torah, even on other things. Kairei. So he would read. Tfarso learns this is talking about after the drasha. If he's accustomed to reading, he would now read to continuously stay up. Vim Lav, and if he couldn't read, Karin Lefanav, they would read in front of him. Uvamek Karin Lefanav, and what did they read in front of him? So specifically things that were Moshe Chesalev. They kept him interested, inspired. So the Tanakh says, Be Eov, Uve Ezra, Uve Divrei Yamim. So they read from him, Eov, Ezra, and Divrei Yamim. Each one of them has its own attribute that would be Moshe Chesalev. Zechariah ben Kvitel Omer, Pa'amim Harbi Karisi Lefanav B'Daniel. Zechariah ben Kvitel held that you did not have to specifically read from these three Sfarim. Rather, they read from a lot of ksuvim, anything that was Moshe Chesalev. In fact, Zechariah said that many times he himself read in front of the Kohen Gadol from the Sefer Daniel.